When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Some of us belong to the stars, and that is where I'm going. I will soar all over the sky, and I won't need a Boeing. Most people stay and battle on with their boredom, but what's the sense in dreaming dreams if you order? It won't be long before I say my ta-tas. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. Up there is where you find me. If you wanna come for the ride, then form a queue behind me. Soon I'll be wallowing in all of life's riches. I'm gonna carve myself some crater like niches. You better go reassure if it burras. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars, as followers and leaders. Some of us are born to be great, and some are born conceiters. So I will go wherever winners assemble. Yes, from now on the world will spin, it will tremble. I'll soon be passing round the Cuban cigars. I belong to the stars. Some of us belong to the stars. We fly around in orbit. We soak up the wisdom of life while others can't absorb it. I'll hang me hat in every part of the atlas. Most of the time I will be hopelessly hatless. You must come visit one of my Shangri-Las. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars. I belong to the stars.
And indeed he does. That was Michael Crawford back in 1974, headlining the show that would make him a West End superstar and on his way to becoming an international one. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York. Now, you may not know that show. It was called Billy, and it had a really interesting score by John Barry, the same John Barry who wrote the James Bond themes and Born Free, and lyrics by Don Black. It's because it was a hit British musical that never made its way across the pond. And that's what we're looking at today, folks. It's a little obscure, but it's the middle of the winter, so I hope you'll hunker down and work with me here. The show is called West End Winners, Part 2, and it's a sequel to a show that we did, oh golly, almost 2 years ago, in which you did another range of shows that never made it from England to America, but I hope you'll enjoy them. Lionel Bart is a name some of you may know. He wrote a score you pretty much all know, which is Oliver, which again started in the West End and became a huge Broadway hit in the 62-63 season. David Merrick brought it over. And that didn't stop Lionel Bart from churning out other shows in London, some of which were great, but they're either just too English or the time wasn't right to bring them over. And one of them in 1964 was called Maggie May. And the book was by a guy named Alan Owen, who wrote, I think, the screenplay to A Hard Day's Night. And that's a clue that it was set in Liverpool. And it was about a lady of the evening named Maggie May and her relationship with a dock worker, a union organizer in Liverpool. Sounds a little bit like Sting's musical, The Last Ship, that's currently playing on Broadway. But let's hear the overture number to the show, sung by a fellow who back then went by the name of Barry Humphreys, who's now known as Dame Edna. Look at all this fun stuff you get on Broadway to Main Street. Anyway, the opening number to Lionel Bart's Maggie May, 1964.
Thank you. Basic aim, basic pay, see? For the boss's house, it must fall. Then the sergeant said, get that wild mix. So with flying hooves, heads did mess. As they rode again, at a wild lick, making jagged grooves in men's flesh. And the blood was thick. And the helmet slid with the caps, and the waste of life, it was utter, and no trumpet played their last taps. It was Easter week on a Sunday, and I neither stirred nor did crow. Casey lived and died for that one day.
Mrs. Casey, it's your joy. He's dead.
Ah! All the lies of earth told me so.
God, but you're a lovely fella. Shoulder, head, and hair, are you? You're a great big mick, aren't you? Paddy from head to toe. You could have built the Mersey Tunnel on your own with them hands. The lovely hands. Knuckles. Nails. Little hairs. Hard hand. Soft hand. Casey's hand. My sweet pet lamb, my darling.
safe and sound as long as I'm nigh. No bogeyman will dare to come by. It's yourself I love, don't you know, more than anyone, more than me. It's not just my love, don't you know, like you've been on one. Don't you see, if there's anything I'd left to give, I'd give it to you. If there's any life I've left to live, I'd live it for you. What's my happiness? What's my wealth? What's my everything? It's yourself.
That was Rachel Roberts, the eponymous character in Maggie May, Lionel Bart's musical. A lovely song called It's Yourself. It was recorded by Judy Garland and then by Shirley Bassey. But it was from a show that never made it from England to America. Only here on Broadway to Main Street. I have a little theory that good folks write good shows and bad folks write bad shows. I don't think you ever get a good show written by a bad writer, but occasionally you have bad shows written by good writers, which means good writers at least come up with good material here and there. And that's one of the things we'll be exploring today on West End Winners. Well, The Card was a 1973 West End show. It was based on an Arnold Bennett novel, very well known in England, but not at all known here. It starred Jim Dale. It made him a star. And it had a score by Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent, who wrote Downtown. It was the first real musical produced by Cameron McIntosh. And charming show, very much in the half a sixpence mode. Here is Jim Dale and Marty Webb to sing a charming song from The Card.
When I'm opposite your smile, then I'm opposite a rainbow. Who could make the rain go? Nobody but you. And in everything you do, you are sugar sweet as honey. Every day is sunny when I'm opposite your smile. Even in the face of winter, there's a warmth your smile can bring. The leaves may fall, but I can still recall that gentle breath of spring. And who would want the Riviera or Jamaica's sunny clime? You can make a grey day like the first of May Day. Summer's with you all the time. When I'm opposite your smile, then I'm opposite a rainbow.
Who can make the rainbow?
Nobody but you. And in everything you do, you are sugar sweet as honey.
Every day is sunny
when I'm opposite your smile.
How can I feel downhearted on a cold and windy day? You've only got a smile, and in a little while you chase the clouds away. Filling the world with sunshine, you could melt the winter snow. Everywhere you're going, happiness is showing, giving you that special glow.
Thank you very much. When I'm opposite your smile, then I'm opposite a rainbow. Who could make the rainbow? Nobody but you. And in everything you do, you are sugar sweet as honey.
every day is sunny when I'm opposite. I'm opposite, opposite your smile.
Jim Dale and Marty Webb. From the original LP. That's right, folks, we're playing some LPs today, so get your head together for that, for a West End winner called The Card. Well, Brits in the West End tried to imitate almost everything that Americans, frankly, did better in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, which was the American musical. And the one thing they could really concentrate on was their own history and their own literature and their own culture. So many of these West End winners are based on British stories, and not surprising. This show is called Thomas and the King, from 1975. And what could that be about? Is it about Sir Thomas More and Henry VIII? Could be. It's another Thomas, Thomas of Becket and Henry II, which had made for a very astonishing historical epic called Becket with Peter O'Toole and Richard Burton. And this show didn't last very long, but the one thing I think it has to commend it is an interesting score by John Williams, the same John Williams who wrote the theme to Jaws, Star Wars, Superman, you name it. It's his only musical of consequence that I know of, and here is a rousing number for King Henry II and Thomas à Becket from Thomas and the King.
So much vice, so much sin. Where on earth do we begin? This bloody kingdom has been going to the dogs. Just look around and you will see precisely what I mean. We are surrounded by a dirty pack of hogs. I'm in a rage, I'm in a spin. Is it the age we're living in? Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We can change it, rearrange it. Not tomorrow, but today. Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We can change it, rearrange it. Not tomorrow, but today. We must teach them what's what to do, and what not. It isn't nice to place a thumb in a screw. In point of fact, it's really rather hideous, for can't you see it makes the thumb turn blue? Before the blood begins to spurt, tell me now,
how
does it hurt?
Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We shall do it, shall pursue it. Not tomorrow, but today.
Stable government.
Quite right. Disorder and barbarity must cease. I must decree an age of civility, tranquility, prosperity, and peace.
Royal justice.
Exactly. No more robbing of the poor until they're blind.
A legal system.
Like what?
Trial by jury.
That's the very point I had in mind.
Your reputation throughout the nation can be historic, euphoric, meteoric. An age unparalleled. Just imagine it. The age of Henry Plantagenet.
There's such an awful lot of doing to be done, and also very little time in which to do it all.
And to those who say we've only just begun, we answer this: we shall not fail, we shall persist, we shall prevail.
Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Banners flying, flags unfurled. We shall do it, we shall do it.
Nothing to it.
We shall do it!
Score by John Williams, Thomas and the King. I think that's the whole reason to do that show is that you could rhyme imagine it with Plantagenet. Well done, gentlemen. Sometimes British West End shows took on American themes because perhaps I thought it was easier to kind of cultivate them across the pond. Now, this show was put on by an American composer and lyricist and book writer in the West End at Drury Lane back in 1972 with Harve Presnell and a woman named June Ritchie. I won't tell you what it's based on, because if you listen carefully, you will figure it out. So here is How Often with a score by Harold Rome.
It's so nice to see you, dear. Talk to you, have you here. Though perhaps I shouldn't, I'll say more. I've gone my way and traveled on to many a foreign shore. But there's a strange phenomenon I've never met before. In sunshine bright, sweet still of night, or breathless morning dew, how often the sudden thought of you, how often the sudden thought of you. I've known ladies prettier, happier, wittier, won the willing favors of a few. Though some gave signs of wanting me and granted me leave to stay, their charms did not keep haunting me in this persistent way. In noonday rush, soft sunset hush, or moonlight's misty blue, how often, how often the sudden thought of you.
Tell me about yourself, Scarlett. What have you been doing since the last time I saw you?
Oh, good heavens. It's so long, it would take all day.
All right.
Well, though things are fine, a tearing out, they sure didn't start that way. But guess what helped me carry on to face each dreary day? In sunshine bright, sweet still of night, a breathless morning dew. How often, the sudden thought of you. We all had to build our lives anew. But everything goes well today, and future skies all seem blue. I still recall the secret way you helped me see it through. In noonday rush, the twilight hush, a moonlight's misty blue.
Did you guess the title of that West End winner? Well, if you listen carefully and you heard the man call her Scarlett and her call him Rhett, well, yes, Gone with the Wind with a score by Harold Rome. It ran like a year and a half in the West End. Never made it to New York, although it sort of scuttled around the country here for a while in the 70s. Famously, it was a huge, extravagant production in the Drury Lane. And on opening night, two things happened of note. One was a horse pooped on stage during the Siege of Atlanta. And in the second case, there was a Muppet named Bonnie Langford who played their daughter, who was irrepressibly cute and annoying, certainly to Noel Coward, who said, if they had stuck that child's head up that horse's ass, it would have solved both problems in the production. Gone with the Wind on the West End. Well, Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus took America by storm in the 60s with shows like Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, and Roar the Grease Paint and the Smell of the Crowd. But they had a couple shows that never made it from England to America, and one of them was called The Good Old Bad Old Days from 1972, which purported to be a history of mankind. Maybe that's why it didn't work. But here is Mr. Newley himself and the wonderful Petula Clark to sing a song that had some currency from it called The People Tree.
Wouldn't it be nice to make a people tree? The likes of you, the likes of me. We can do it very easily. We barely even have to try.
It's easy.
Let a little time go by, and pretty soon, before we know it,
suddenly the two of us are one, two, three. And there we see our people tree. Soon the score is up to four or more, as other little branches grow. That's the way it's meant to go, and there's no way I know to slow it.
What a source of mutual satisfaction when we see the tree bear fruit. Evidence beyond dispute of our mutual attraction.
Miracles that God created, rated number one, would have to be the people tree.
Oh, what a source of mutual satisfaction when we see the tree bear fruit.
Yes, evidence beyond dispute of our mutual attraction.
How about some action?
Of the miracles that God created, rated number one, would have to be the people tree.
The people tree. Petula and me.
That's right.
Under the people tree.
Yeah.
You and me.
That's right.
Under the people tree.
I would merely like to mention,
if I may,
that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
I may sound dumb or Dutch,
but my delight is such, I feel as if a losing war's been won for me.
And if I had a flag, I'd hang me flag out
to add a sort of final victory touch.
But since I left me flag at home, I simply have to say, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very, very, very much.
They all love me, and I didn't know it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
It sounds a bit bizarre,
but things the way they are, I feel as if another life's begun for me.
And if I had a cannon, I would fire it to add a sort of celebration touch. But since I left me cannon alone, I simply have to say,
thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done. ever done for me. It isn't every day good fortune comes my way. I never thought the future would be fun for me.
Will you be quiet? My baby's crying to think.
Your pardon, missus. And if I hear the bugle, I will blow it to add the salt and how's your father
Now, some of you may recognize that song from the 1970 movie Scrooge, which had a score by Leslie Bricusse, and that was restaged in the West End as a stage version. We're not the only country to put our musical films on stage as Scrooge, starring none other than Anthony Newley himself. So that's from the original recording of that. And I want to thank you all very much. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, for putting up with my incunabula today, these esoteric winners from the West End. A show I like very much, never made it here, called Billy. It was based on a movie and a play called Billy Liar. And Michael Crawford had been a British sitcom star, minor actor. And this totally put him over the top as a young daydreamer from the north of England who has these incredible fantasies. A wonderful score by John Barry, who wrote Born Free and all those James Bond themes. And here you'll hear a song, a trio of his three girlfriends, one of whom is Diana Quick, who was in Brideshead Revisited, and one of whom is none other than Elaine Page, making her West End debut in 1974. So here is Michael Crawford and those ladies from the score to a real 1974 West End winner, Billy.
In a perfect world, I would wave my hand, and everyone would understand the things that make me me. In a perfect world, I would wave my hand and have three girls at my command, and this is how they'd be.
Thank you.
I missed the last rainbow. There's not one in sight. It's hard to find rainbows at this time of night. I missed the last rainbow. I got here too late. And in between rainbows, there's such a long wait. My fault, I know. Why am I always so slow? I've such a long way to go. I should be gone. If I'm to find the world I see in my mind, then for the sake of mankind, I'll rainbow on. Last rainbow, but what if I'm wrong? What if that same rainbow stops further along? And if there's a rainbow, and I'm sure there's one, I'll get on that rainbow, but I'll get on that rainbow, but I'll have to run.
That was Michael Crawford from Billy, a real West End winner. I think it ran something like 800 performances, but never in America. But that's why we have Broadway to Main Street, to bring these gems to you. And thank you for your indulgence. Many of these songs are only available on digitized LPs. So we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Andrew Lloyd Webber, of course, was the major musical force in the 80s and 90s, and he had obviously some hits in the 70s, Jesus Christ Superstar and Evita. But one show, which was actually my favorite of his, never made it here in its original incarnation. It's Jeeves, based on the P.G. Wodehouse stories, and Mr. Wodehouse, I think, lived in Sagaponack nearby. Had lyrics by Alan Ayckbourn, a charming score by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and a terrific performance by David Hemmings, who you may remember from Blow Up as Bertie Wooster, reimagining himself as a very capable song and dance man. Here are two charming songs from the 1975 Andrew Lloyd Webber score to Jeeves.
When love arrives, it's hard to tell. He doesn't ring the front door bell. He doesn't wait politely in the hall or leave his card. He doesn't always wipe his feet. In fact, he's not at all discreet. He may not phone to warn you. He may call and means to stay. He may not come when you're expecting him to visit. But if he does, make sure he finds you home. Surrender now, for what's the use? And wave that friendly flag of truce. Just rush right out to greet him. Don't hesitate at all, dear. You'll bless the day that love rings your bell.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Who's there?
It's love.
Come in.
Kiss, kiss.
Hee-hee.
arrives.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess who?
Let's see.
It's me.
Close your eyes and lend an ear, for I suspect he's somewhere near, and that it's you that he has come to find.
Oh, Bertie dear.
So let him hold you tight and snug,
like kittens cuddled in a rug.
That's the sort of thing I had in mind.
Oh, look, my dear. Each dandelion clock is very softly chiming to tell the flowers it's time to go to bed.
What's that she said?
I know this night can't be.
Softly now and close your eyes.
And will I get a big surprise?
What else do you think I'm doing all this for you? Lovely thing, you. Just wait right here till love himself arrives. Wait here. Just there. That's it. Don't move. Stay put. Eyes shut. That's it. La 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 la. What could a chap do without it? How would he get through without it? How would he stay true without the code of the Woosters? Another smooth and successful operation, say cheers.
Time, they say, is relative, infinite as space. This could be eternity, neither time nor place. Half a moment, we are together. I shall want no one else and nothing. Half a moment I shall treasure. Keep it locked away for some future rainy day. Should you leave me with just this moment, in my mind I shall capture it anew, like some picture taken in my childhood. Half a moment spent.
I remember the day I met you.
How you ran to my arms across the room. I saw no that moment, an impulsive lover's act.
Not a chair was left intact.
That occasion when first I held you, made you mine, heart and soul,
and black and blue.
Man's a creature filled with sudden passion.
In her fashion, woman too. Countless vivid memories came before my view, like some toy kaleidoscope images of you.
another, making one whole moment filled with
from the score to Jeeves, music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Did you notice that little snatch in the bridge there may have reappeared in Sunset Boulevard? Did I say that? Well, that may be okay because Jeeves never made it over here. Andrew Lloyd Webber did another project towards the end of the 70s that I think is pretty terrific. It was a one-woman show for television called Tell Me on a Sunday, written for a terrific performer named Marty Webb, lyrics by Don Black about a British woman coming to America, and it became something larger called Song and Dance. Bernadette Peters did it here, but the original version never quite made it. Here is Marty Webb singing a song about life in Los Angeles from a British perspective. See if you can guess who the receptionist is in this recording from Tell Me on a Sunday.
Every deal that's done, an award is won. You can rent a car or rent a star. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinkle away. Careers are being hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day. Salad, spotless Beverly Hills. If someone takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valet barking, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. Call you back and have a nice day.
Office. No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Cat food and Caesar salad. Rhyme time, Beverly Hills. The cost of land so high you can't afford to die. When you feel bad there, you dial a prayer. Earthquake, an English muffin, ulcers popping away. It's like a fairy tale, long as you don't inhale. I'll call you back.
That was Marty Webb from the Andrew Lloyd Webber Don Black TV musical, which eventually made it to the stage as Song and Dance, originally called Tell Me on a Sunday. Beautiful title number. And that little section is about a British woman who goes to Los Angeles. And did you guess who that receptionist was? Any hands in the back? Yes, yes, you, yes. Elaine Stritch. Well done. Elaine Stritch was living in London in the 70s doing a TV show with Donald Sinden, who we lost this year, called, I think it was called Two's Company. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But anyway, she did do a show with Donald Sinden. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our little trip to the West End, our little bundles from Britain. It's always fascinated me when one culture takes on the attributes of another and tries to improve on it. And clearly in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, the Brits tried to do their own version of the American musical, and it was not really until 1982 with Cats, and then, of course, Les Mis and Phantom and Miss Saigon and Starlight Express and you name it, most of them written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, not all of them, that they managed to sort of beat us on our own terms, as it were, and change the course of the world musical with what was called the British Invasion. Nod of the hat to the Beatles in 64, but frankly, Gilbert and Sullivan had their own British Invasion on American shores as early as 1878. So some things never change. We did an earlier show, which you can find on our website, which is broadwaytomainstreet.com. And if you look under Perspectives, you'll find from almost 2 years ago a show called West End Winners Part 1, where we did shows like Songbook and Robert and Elizabeth and other wonderful scores that never made it to America, or certainly never made it to Broadway. Well, we're going to close out with another number from Tell Me on a Sunday, again sung by Marty Webb. This one's in concert, so it sounds a little better, but it has a lot of fire and verve, and someone should just do that one-woman concert, Tell Me on a Sunday, someday, and it kind of knock you out. I hope you enjoyed our little trip through the treasure chest of obscure British musicals, rendered with all their pops and hisses and clicks off LPs. So we try to give you a little something you can't get anywhere else but on Broadway to Main Street. Here is Marty Webb to sing what's actually the opening number from Tell Me on a Sunday. Hope you enjoyed it and hope to hear more from you in the new year. Thanks.
You must be mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants. And I'd know if he hadn't gone. Take that look off your face.
Take that look off your face.
I can see through your smile.
I can see through your smile.
You would love to be right. Now that you didn't sleep good last night, couldn't wait to bring all of that bad news to my door. Well, I got news for you. I know before. If I'm not mistaken, this is nothing new, but I could tell you when it began. I noticed a change, but I just closed my eyes, as only a woman can. No, I didn't dig deep.
No, I didn't dig deep.
I did not want to know.
I did not want to know.
Well, you don't interfere when you're scared of the things you might hear.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.